The city of Aurora is on the brink of approving a plan to reform its police and fire departments. The effort follows indictments of officers and paramedics in the death of Elijah McClain and an investigation that found a pattern of racial bias and unnecessary uses of excessive force. Joining us to talk about this is KUNC investigative reporter Michael DeJuana. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Henry.
You reported on these reforms as they were introduced earlier this week and also on the chapters of this ongoing saga all the way back to the death of Elijah McClain. And this is kind of an opportunity to go more in depth with a process that's going to be unfolding here soon.
Let's get listeners up to speed with the sweeping measures that are going to take shape in the months and probably the years ahead. First, the investigation you mentioned was issued by State Attorney General Phil Weiser in September, and it was scathing, uncovering abuses of power and bias across the board. For instance, police used force against people of color almost 2.5 times more often than white people, and people of color were more likely to be stopped by police in the first place and to be arrested. The report was filled with examples, some that have led to lawsuits, and it's against this backdrop that officials have agreed to reforms, including new policies and training for officers. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson told reporters this week that she is fully committed to the process.
A lot of things have come to light, a lot of things that we're not proud of, a lot of things that I had to deal with via terminations or even arresting some of our own. But I also think that we missed the boat when we don't focus on the good things that are happening in this city. And I need you to believe in this agency, and we are committed to make sure that we do everything.
Well, I'm hearing, at least on the surface level there, some commitment from the chief.
Not just the chief, but other officials like the city manager.
Tell us more about what specifically is being proposed.
Wilson was standing alongside Attorney General Weiser, who outlined them this week.
First, creating specific guidance for police officers on how to exercise discretion during interactions with the community where there could be perceived or actual bias. Second, improving the use of force, creating policies and training that will ensure it's only done when necessary and appropriate, and there's not unnecessary escalation of encounters with community members.
He also touched on hiring practices with the goal of ensuring that both police and fire agencies become more reflective of the community they serve. There will also be extensive data tracking related to police interactions with the public.
And so what is the timeline for all of this? And then how is all of it going to be enforced?
Well, the next step is for the city council to sign off on the plan. That is expected to happen. As for the mechanism for enforcement, it's a legal agreement called a consent decree, and it has provisions for an independent monitor in the years ahead who will oversee the process. The decree also gives the Attorney General the ability to turn to a judge if for some reason city officials refuse to comply. But there was no indication that would happen. Here's Chief Wilson again.
This is going to take time. We have a timeline that we need to roll out, but we're committed to making these changes, and I promise you that we'll be transparent every step of the way and allow you to know exactly what's going on in the Aurora Police Department.
What kind of reactions have you heard regarding this consent decree?
Community activists are cautiously optimistic. They plan to hold Wilson to her words regarding transparency. And of course, a lot of people are watching. The momentum for all of this began in the summer of 2020 when Black Lives Matter demonstrators from all over the state gathered outside the Capitol in Denver and chanted Elijah McClain's name over and over. His story had largely been forgotten until that moment, which came almost a year after his death, a year after Aurora police stopped the 23-year-old Black massage therapist as he walked home from the store on the grounds that he looked sketchy. Officers placed him in a chokehold, pinned him down, and handcuffed him. Then paramedics sedated him with ketamine, a powerful drug, and at the hospital, later he was pronounced brain dead and eventually taken off life support.
You did numerous investigations into ketamine for KUNC with Ray Solomon last year. Is ketamine part of all this stuff happening in Aurora now?
Yes, ketamine is part of the process, but it's a moot point for the moment. As Aurora Fire Rescue stopped using it during our investigations that involved not just them, but agencies around Northern Colorado. And after a state law was passed to rein in its use to sedate people in police incidents, state health officials have temporarily halted its use.
And so what about Elijah McClain's mom, Shanine McClain?
She's watching the case against three officers and two Aurora Fire Rescue paramedics unfold. If you recall, over the summer, a grand jury handed down a 32-count indictment, including charges of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Meanwhile, another case, a civil lawsuit, is in the final stages of settlement with Elijah McClain's family and could cost the city millions, so much that it could be the largest in state history. That's according to a couple of local news organizations citing their own sources. Neither the city of Aurora nor McClain's attorneys have confirmed the exact amount yet. And my sources say that the settlement process is ongoing, so we don't really know what's going to happen yet.
To Shanine McClain, did she have anything to say about this reform effort and the consent decree?
No, not to me directly, but through her attorneys, she released a statement thanking the community for its support, love, and commitment to ensuring Elijah's death, quote, would lead to meaningful reform. She raised Elijah as a single mom, and his death has left an enormous void in her life. Nothing can change that, but she hopes that the reforms will spare other parents the kind of heartache that she lives with.
Well, immense changes in Aurora and something to keep an eye on in the coming months. Michael DeJuana is KUNC's investigative reporter. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
You're welcome.